is halftime. Welcome back to Tulare, where the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots have a 28-16 lead here on a halftime Friday night in Tulare, of a homecoming Friday night, I should say. At the end, Waverly South Shore able to put up a couple of touchdowns in each of the first, or a touchdown in each of the first two quarters. Patriots put up one in the first and really came alive with 20 points in the second. Your scoring summary looks like this. The opening score came with 4:43 to play in the first. It was a 10-yard pass, Brendan Noel to Patrick Maynard. The two-point run by Blake Binger was good. It was 8-0 Hitchcock Tulare. Waverly South Shore would tie it before the end of the first quarter. With 10 seconds to play in the first, a 20-yard pass. Zach Reese to Cody Thompson. The two-point pass, Kranz to Evan Eckern, was good. And it was tied at 8 after one quarter. The third score of the game would go to the Patriots with 9:25 to play in the second. A 27-yard Eric Salmon run. The two-point run would fail. It was 14-8 Patriots. Then another score by Waverly South Shore. Well, no. The Patriots put up another. 3:27 to play in the second. A 16-yard pass, Noel to Salmon. The two-point run by Blaze Binger was good, and it was 22-8. Then the teams would trade scores in the final 2 minutes of the first half. Waverly South Shore would go with 2:15 to play in the second. A 2-yard Zach Reese run. The two-point pass, Reese to Appelhoff, was good. It was 22-16. And the Patriots would get one more before the break with 26 seconds to play in the second. A 2-yard Eric Salmon run. The two-point run would fail for the Hitchcock Tulare Patriots. And that brings us to our halftime score of Hitchcock Tulare 28, Waverly South Shore 16. More halftime show coming up here. A homecoming Friday night in Tulare. Patriots in the lead, 28-16 at the break. Another 3 minutes to timeout. 3 minutes to more halftime on 1210 KOKK.
Did you get intelligence that there was a show?
Was that?
I don't think we have a show.
No, well, we all, I've been doing this about 20 years.
I know it's
and football, homecomings. So then you got to stop the huddle. Yeah, so I'd say in my history, about 85% of the time, a homecoming Friday will add 2 or 3 minutes to halftime.
Yeah.
Or kick you off a couple minutes late.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're all on it tonight.
Yeah.
What?
Is it going to be...
Three carries, 57 yards, and a fumble lost. And Eric Salmon doing most of the damage on the ground. 17 carries, 145 yards, and 2 scores for Salmon. He's got another one receiving. He's got a catch for 16 and a touch, and he's got a completed pass. He's 1 for 1 for 27, a terrific passer rating tonight for Eric Salmon. Waverly South Shore going to start the second half with the football here on Tigers, a 28-6 lead at the half. Quarter number three, ready to get underway here.
I think we're going to have to play more than 3 minutes in the quarter, but we got it all set to go on in that. Well, and it's the first quarter. Fresh 12 is on the board now. We got that ready. 28-16.
Welcome to the second half. Setting up to kick off for the Patriots.
And they will set to kick.
Number eight, Peyton Chasinghawk. Back deep for the Coyotes. Thompson and Krantz.
He's ready to return the kick to start the second half. A 12-point Hitchcock two-layer lead. Jason Hawk to run up and the kick. And just basically dies at the 30. A couple of players are over the football. I think Waverly Selshore ended up with it. Yeah, they did. Boy, that one hit the...
Recovered by nine.
It didn't...
Krantz, first and 10. Coyotes.
At the stadium here, at the field, thought that one was going to take a bounce, myself included. It, however, came to rest.
Ball is marked at the 29-yard line of Waverly South Shore.
Waverly South Shore, Zach Reese from the gun. They'll run two wideouts to each side. Same look with Franz, the lone man in the backfield. Now Applehoff in motion. They'll fake the handoff to him. Reese has the option. He'll flip it outside to Krantz. Krantz cuts it back in. Got helpful block and will pick up about three, maybe four. Colton Krantz four carries for minus 5 yards in the first half, and a lot of that was because
Applehoff carries the ball to
Ratchet and Maynard. And Maynard got through and took it down for a
34-yard line of
this one off of close to
Waverly South Shore. Is up second and six.
Same look, two receivers each side. Krantz in the backfield, Reese to pass. Reese flushed out of the pocket. Pursuit for Maynard, pass complete to Applehoff at the 40, and that'll be off the post, and it will be a first down.
Solomon on the tackle. Applehoff receives the pass. It's complete.
Completed pass to Applehoff. Reese now 6 out of 18.
Enough to move the chains. First and 10, Coyotes.
Applehoff's third catch. Three catches for 28. That's only 6 down. Minute gone in the second half. 28-16. Patriots by a dozen. Waverly South Shore starting the second half with the football. Trying to get it back to a score. Right hand off Krantz trying to get the corner. Got past Maynard. He will not get past home. As the gain is around 3 or 4.
Number 9, Krantz stopped by Eric Solomon, 45. Gain of 4 brings up 2nd and 6.
Gain is 4, 2nd and 6. Shy of the 45. South Shore still on their side of midfield. Two receivers left, two receivers right. Zach Reese from the gun, Colton Krantz to his right. Here's motion now from Thompson. Give it up the middle to Krantz. Krantz cuts it back. They're trying to stretch it out. They will give him to about the 46 or 47.
Krantz on the carry.
Couple more yards.
Picks up 2 more yards. Brings up 3rd and 3.
3rd and about 3. They need midfield for the first down with 9:55 left here in the third quarter.
Ball is marked at the 47-yard line of the Coyotes.
From their own back to back. Right side complete. Thompson for the first down. Takes it back to the 45. 40 got a block. He's inside the 35. The 30 slips another tackle. And he's down to the
pass complete to 13. Cody Thompson.
So a 28 yards. Reese.
Another Coyotes first down.
And the Coyotes will move the chains down to about the 27-yard line.
Ball is on the 27-yard line of the Patriots, 1st and 10. Coyotes.
So while Hitchcock two-layer has, well, it didn't need the entire. I guess they led 8-0, and then it was tied 8-8, and the Patriots ended up getting the lead, but they have not relinquished. But Waverly South Shore has kept the fight here, and Hitchcock two-layer not able to put more than a dozen between them. Here is the fake pitch. Krantz has it. He slips a couple of tackles. The 20, the 15, the 10. He's inside the 10-yard line down to around the 8.
Knight.
Krantz rumbles for a big game. First and 10. Coyotes.
Krantz has turned it on in the second half. Four carries, 30
yards. First and goal.
Compared to four carries for
Ball marked on the 6-yard line.
The first half. They'll go first and goal from the 8. Little motion out by Thompson. Back to pass is Reese. Reese flushed out of the pocket. Nielsen hot pursuit. Reese to pass.
Touchdown, Coyotes.
Reese's second touchdown pass. And I think it was number 5, Evan Eckert. So this score will come with 8:38 to play in the third. Be an 8-yard pass, and now Reese looking for a 2-point conversion. He'll rifle it left side and it's intercepted or incomplete. Either way, it's still good.
2-point conversion is incomplete.
Back to 6. We're back in a minute. A 60-second timeout.
Coyotes 22, Patriots 28.
Welcome back to Two Layer. 8:38 remaining here in quarter number 3. Waverly South Shore has cut it back to a possession. Got the touchdown on the 8-yard pass. Reese to Eckert.
Back deep for Two Layer. Number 3, Brendan Knoll. Lining up to kick for the Coyotes. Number 3, Brady Escher.
Kick that started this game. Waverly South Shore tried it again in the second quarter and ended up with the offsides call. We'll see if they elect to go here with 8:38 to play, back within 6. Ready for the run up and the kick, and they will kick it deep. Nice kick over the middle. Take it on a hop at the 15-yard line.
Across the 30,
got a block, 40, 45,
back in,
got
Knoll. Brendan Knoll powers to the 48-yard line.
Yeah, Knoll's got a
first and 10, Patriots.
Hey, Derek Johnson, and he got clothesline.
He got clothesline.
There's nothing illegal about it, but the man got clothesline. He'll get his mouthpiece back in. He'll set up for a first and 10. Just shy of midfield is Knoll on the return around.
The ball is on the 49-yard line of the Patriots. First and 10.
Patriots, nice field position to start their first drive of the second half. First and 10, 49-yard line, Knoll from the gun. Double end, double wide. Alex Solomon the run, wait, finding the hole and putting in about 9, maybe 10 yards. Oh, looks like they'll take a step back. It'll be about 8.5.
Eric Solomon powers to the 43-yard line. Brings up second down and about 1 yard. Giving him the 9.
So Solomon now 18 carries, 150.
Second and 1 for the Patriots.
He's got a receiving touchdown as well. He's the lone man in the backfield now. Double lane. Double wide. In this direction, handoff is to Chasing Hawk, and he covers up the football and will get not only the yard.
Peyton Chasing Hawk powers the pile. 6 yards, first and 10, Patriots.
It's a pretty important play, if you ask me. He's carried 3 times for 57 yards. He had one on a reverse.
Ball is at the 37-yard line of the Coyotes, first and 10.
Did he get a carry for a couple minutes? but then came back with runs of 24 and 25, and now another five here, and this five right into the teeth of that Waverly South Shore defense. And you can see right away he remembered that fumble because he covered it up. Noel from the gun with the empty backfield. Five wide. He'll launch it over the middle. He's looking for Salmon, and that was almost.
Noel's pass to Salmon is incomplete.
Him and Thompson were fighting in the.
Brings up second down and 10.
Thompson just about hauled it in over the.
I've been passed a note. We're to wish a happy 7th birthday to Grady Woolner.
For Brandon Noel.
Happy birthday, Grady.
45 and a couple of scores on the night. 7:35 is where the clock stops after the incomplete pass. 7:35 left in the third. Patriots 28, Coyotes 22. Waverly South Shore trying to pick up their first win of the season. Patriots, their third, 2-1. Patriots also trying to win on a homecoming Friday night. Going left, double wide. Salmon, the lone man in the backfield. They'll fake and now give the handoff to Salmon. Left side, he breaks the tackle. They tricked him.
Eric Salmon.
And he came to rest.
Comes to the 26-yard line of the Coyotes.
If he doesn't get tripped up there, I think he's gone. He had the near side of the field. He had
first down, Patriots.
They got just enough of him to get him stumbling, and he goes down at the 26. So enough for a first down on the 9-yard rumble by Salmon. First and 10, Waverly South Shore 26. Noel runs in the call from the sideline. 7:05 left here in the third. Clock winding. Patriots in 2-1. Win last week after losing to Falcon in week 2. Three receivers right. Noel with Salmon to his right. Noel takes the option and rolls out in the other direction. Ran into five Waverly South Shore Coyotes and still found a way to get 5 yards.
Brendan Noel keeps it. Powers 5 yards for second down. Five to go.
Of course, as the whole defense watches Salmon to the other.
Seems there's another birthday. Casey Stoner is 19 today. Happy birthday, Casey.
To a group of five Coyotes and able to pick up about 5 yards. Second and five now from the 20-yard line. Noel, handoff Salmon. Salmon runs into his blocker, bounces back, drives ahead, and still picks up a couple. Well, they can't stop him. He's still moving. I think he got the five.
He got it.
And first down, Patriots. Eric Salmon powers for the necessary distance.
Salmon grinds out the
first and 10. Ball is marked.
16-yard line.
At the 16.
For Coyotes. Third quarter breezing by compared to the first two. 28-22, the Patriots a 6-point lead and threatening another score as they've led a good majority of this game, though not by a lot. Led 8-0, then got it tied up 8-8, led 14-8. 22-8. 22-16, and now we're going to have a delay call. So the Hitchcock Two Lair Patriots, just the third accepted penalty tonight.
Penalty is against the Patriots for delay of game.
15 yards, so.
Wow. 5 yard penalty brings up first and 15 for the Patriots.
A bunch of things that you got to improve on. Boy, penalties sure not in that conversation, at least not here tonight. 5.5 minutes left in the third, and just their third penalty. All 5 yards. Ball starts, and now a delay. Here's Noel from the gun, double end, one wide each side, motion left to right for Binger. Noel coming across, will give it to Patrick Maynard, and he's gone for 6.
Touchdown, Patriots! Patrick Maynard
yards out.
Takes the ball into the end zone for 6.
That's Maynard's first carry of the night. So Maynard's official line, one carry, 15 yards and a touchdown. Comes with 5:22 to play in the third. Yard Patrick Maynard run, and they will look for 2 points. Binger going to pass it back to the end zone.
2-point conversion is good.
5:22 left here.
Score, Patriots 34, Coyotes 22.
60 seconds on KOKK.
Patriots! Touchdown!
Who caught that?
Collison. 65.
5:22 left, quarter number three. Hitchcock Tulare with their fifth touchdown of the night. First for Patrick Mader. Well, first rushing touchdown for Patrick Mader. He's got a receiving touchdown. Two-point try. Blaze Binger to Nick Tollefson. Was good. And the Patriots lead 36-22. Chasing Hawk set to kick it right to left.
Chasing Hawk. Ready to kick off. Krantz and Thompson to receive.
Two to play third quarter. Krantz and Thompson lined up deep, although the up end have touched it plenty here. It's chasing off this one, another short one. And again, sort of mishandled at the 35, but they're picking up. Got a couple of yards. Down around the 37. And that's
Krantz is stopped at the 37. First and 10. Waverly South Shore.
Remember, Gary's Unlotto Glass postgame show will come your way.
Good job, Gendry.
Into this one.
Yeah. Ball is marked at the 39-yard line.
We'll pass along the scoring summary. We'll take a look at the schedule. And we'll be on the road here for Tulare. So plenty of football to be played here. 5:17 left third quarter. Patriots up 36-22. Zach Reese at the gun. Applehoff in motion right to left. And the handoff is to Krantz. Krantz through. Oh, and here comes the flag. A hold against the seven penalties, 50.
Penalty is against Waverly South Shore.
Patriots again, talking earlier, three penalties, 15 yards. Not a bad effort as far as penalties are concerned.
Holding against the Coyotes, 10-yard penalty. They'll repeat first down, first and 20 for the Coyotes. Now from their 29-yard line. Reese's pass is incomplete. Brings up second and 20.
Second long here for Waverly South. Stops the clock in 5 minutes to play in third. It's got two a 36-22 lead. Well, Twins back at it tomorrow at the Mets. 1:10 tomorrow, 1:10 Sunday. Those are some big ones. Here's Reese to pass. Pass complete for a game.
Pass is complete to number 84.
Seven.
Kyle Nealon.
Put their penalty yard back in about 5 minutes.
Brings up third and 7 for the Coyotes. Ball is at the 43-yard line.
In the back here. Krantz. Dump it off. Launches right side. Complete apple off at the 45. The 20 fumble.
Fumble on the return. Recovered by number 5. Derek Johnson.
Fumble.
First and 10. Patriots.
Get on top of that. So
Patriots will get it back. So this play there with 4:44 to play in the third, and now Hitchcock Tulare with that 14-point advantage, 36.
Ball is at the 34-yard line of the Patriots, first and 10.
It's Derek Johnson, and they will get it back at their own 39-yard line.
From the gun, Salmon to his right. Two wide each side on a first and 10 from their own 39. Snap to Noel. Back to pass. Flushed out by Newland. Pass it off to Salmon. Salmon at the 35, the 40. Step on over a defender and down to the 40.
Salmon on the screen. Picks up 8 yards. Brings up second and a short two for the Patriots.
Fly up around the 47. We'll meet about the 49 here with 4 minutes left in the third. And the Patriots are 14-4. End up in the second and four. Tricks right, a receiver left. Salmon, one man in the backfield with Noel from the gun. He'll run Salmon's way looking for a block. He got it. Noel with the first down.
Brendan Noel on the run.
Seven.
Keeps it for the first down. Patriots.
And we'll move the chains. The
ball is marked at the 48-yard line.
So first and 10,
Hitchcock Tulare.
48. Oh, that was quick. Hitchcock Tulare in the driver's seat, so to speak, in this one. A two-touchdown lead. Oh, yeah. 3:40 to play third quarter as they get it back after the Waverly South Shore fumble. And now get a chance to maybe make a three-score difference. Yes, over the ball.
Left this time on a first and 10 at 48.
Eric Salmon.
And will register.
Powers the ball to
7 yard run.
44 yard line of the Coyotes. It brings up second and 3.
So 7 on the carry. Patriots keeping it on the ground, of course, trying to just keep that clock a winding.
Number 1 wide each side, double end here. Noel from the gun with Salmon to his right on a second and about 3. Eric will get the carry.
35-30.
Eric Salmon powers to the 25-yard line. First and 10, Patriots.
Sweep him up. Last man to beat there. He goes down at about the 26-yard line. So the Patriots moving the ball here to the 26-yard line of the Coyotes. And again, threatening to pull this one open. It's been a score or two throughout. Hitchcock Tulare, though, got the fumble. Here's Noel making one miss, making two miss, making three miss. Inside the 20 and down to the 15.
Brendan Noel keeps it.
Noel putting the moves on the Coyotes.
Picks up 9 yards, second and 1 for the Patriots.
That's good for 9 for Noel, second and 1 at the Waverly South Shore 17 or 18 yard line. And Noel putting on the moves there. It was that same play where they expect everybody to chase Salmon and nobody really did. Noel had to kind of fend for himself there and he did quite well. Second and 1, Waverly South Shore 17, it's Salmon's turn, right side, inside the 10, still on his feet, down to around the 8. That'll be first down and then some.
Eric Salmon picks up the first down, first and 10, Patriots. On the 7-yard line, makes it first and goal.
Goal is the Patriots again threatening here with a minute 25 remaining here in the third. Noel from the gun. Trips right, Salmon in the backfield, he'll get the pitch. Salmon looking for a block, didn't get it, couldn't get away from the first tackle, and they're going to lose around.
Eric Salmon stopped for a loss, brings up second down. And goals marked at the 15-yard line.
Back at the 15. And they'll set up here with 45 seconds left in the third. And that clock is winding, so the first half, kind of a long one. This third quarter has gone a little faster. It's got Tuller has held the ball a little longer. They've kind of kept it on the ground here, trying to make that clock move. Noel dancing out of the pocket, heading for the far sideline. And boy, he got spun around and dropped at about the line of scrimmage. In fact, might have lost a short game. And so now it
brings up third down and 15 for the Patriots.
The 14-yard line. Oh, yeah, just inside the 15 there. And they're going the wrong way. And we'll now look for a third down play from around the 15. But they'll let the third quarter run out.
First. End of the third quarter.
Patriots lead on
Patriots 36, Coyotes 22.
We're back in a minute with the fourth quarter. 1 minute on KOKK.
That's a bit too much. You shot it down.
The whole party is very old, and it holds a lot of people.
Yeah, I think so. Fresh 12 on the board, set for a fourth quarter of play here. Hitchcock Tuller after three quarters, a 36-22 lead. Patriots trying to pick up their third win. They are 2-1 in the South Shore looking for their first win of the season. They are a battle tested 0-3. Dakota Sports on 1210 KOKK, Woonsocket and Western Springs, Sanborn Central at Miller High Moore Hill. It'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff next week. And a 6:40 pregame there live from Miller. So we'll switch ends and get set for the fourth quarter. A third and goal from the 14.
Noel from the gun, double end, double wide. Solomon the low man. They'll give it to Patrick Maynard, and he hit it again. Maynard on the reversal.
Patrick Maynard, touchdown, Patriots!
We'll put this one on the board at 11:53 to play. 14-yard Patrick Maynard run in a play that I can only imagine will become a mainstay in the Hitchcock two-layer playbook. I didn't see that one against Falkton. It has worked a handful of times here tonight, twice for touchdowns. Noel from the gun on the two-point try. Well, it's back to pass. Lobs it back corner, knocked away, and incomplete. 11:53 to play, 42-22. Patriots stretch the lead to 20.
Two-point conversion attempt is no good. Patriots 42, Coyotes 22.
That's how you did. I said he hasn't experienced Patriot push-ups.
No? Let's do a push-up. Oh, is it? Oh, is this the
what is it?
Or the officer.
Oh, it's not the thing.
So he does one for each score?
Every time they score.
Wow.
I wouldn't get back up.
Welcome back to Tulare. 42-22. Patriots, a 20-point advantage. Just underway here in the fourth quarter as the Patriots start off the fourth frame with a touchdown. Patrick Maynard run his second of the second half. It's his third touchdown overall. It's a third touchdown overall. He's had a receiving touchdown earlier as well.
Chasing Hawk lined up to kick for the Patriots.
Ready for the kick left to right. Patriots now again lead by 20. It's up and down the line. Here is the run up and the kick. Short kick. Middle of the field bounces at the 30. Bounces right back towards the Patriots, actually, and a couple of players are in there. Derek Cheddar's in there on top of it, but I think Waverly South Shore is going to get on top of it before that thing gets.
Number 9.
First and 10, Waverly South Shore.
Patriots score
at their own 30-yard line.
22, they lead. Next week, Illinois hosting Woodside for Western and Spring Sanborn Central. For 7 o'clock there, Miller Highmore Herald is at Lee Deadwood tomorrow. Woodstock and Western Spring Sanborn Central had a touchdown lead on Meadow. We'll take a look at that one later. Scoreboard updates brought to you by the Mirror. There's a pass over the middle intended for Thompson. Oh, he made the catch. What a catch.
Pass is complete to number 13, Thompson.
Traffic.
First down, Coyotes.
Able to haul that one in.
Ball is at the 46-yard line of the Patriots. First and 10.
Get a push!
So, two receivers left, two receivers right. Reese from the gun. Now first and 10 at the Patriots, 46. Coming across in the hand. Gonna go for no gain, so set up a second and 10. Second down anyway. Clock winding, 11 minutes to play here in Tulare. Patriots on a homecoming Friday night, 8:20.8. Here is Zach Reese from the gun. Couple of receivers to each side. Motion man is Thompson. They'll fake the handoff to him. Reese has the option. He'll pitch it last second back to Kranz, and Kranz is going to reverse field. And now he turns it upfield. Actually, that's Eckering. And Eckering does break away from another tackle. He's going to end up with pretty close to 6 or 7 yards, but he's shy of that marker.
Kranz powers for the third down.
Wiggle away. End up with 6. Set up a
brings it to 3rd and 4 for the Coyotes.
Side, same look here. Fans coming back here. 3rd and 4 from the Patriots 39. Back to pass is Reese. Pass over the middle, complete. First down and then some inside the 30, 25-20, 15-10. And he's finally brought down inside the 5. We'll see where they actually mark it.
Pass is complete to Thompson. Gets to the 9-yard line of the Patriots, brings up 1st and goal, Coyotes.
Zach Reese. We're in the second half. I think I might have Reese. Yeah, Reese like 6 of 8 in the second half for back to pass is Reese left side, Applehoff incomplete.
Pass to 2. Applehoff is incomplete. Brings up 2nd and 8.
4, 5, 6. I've got him down 7 of 10 in the second half for probably about 100 and a quarter and a touchdown. So Reese, I would imagine in the area of 225 yards passing. Not a lot of it. They'll go here on a 2nd goal from the 8. Reese again back to pass. This time he pulls it down. Wilson to run it. Nope, dumps it off left side. Eckern and Ethan.
Pass to nine. Kranz is incomplete. Brings up third and eight for the Coyotes.
From the eight.
There are a couple of them in the lineup here for the third down try. Split backs to protect Reese. A wide receiver to each side on a third and goal from the Patriot eight. Reese going to pull it down and run.
Oh, they got him.
Off guard. They got him spun around. They cannot get him to the ground. He's just a big fella. They do end up making the stop, and it looks like no gain.
Reese is stopped for no gain. Brings up fourth down and eight.
So now a fourth and goal from the eight. Kyle's with 9:20 to play, trailing by 20. Anything is possible, but I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say they need to score here. Got to keep up pace in this one. Two wide left, two wide right. Reese the gun, Kranz behind him. On a fourth and goal from the eight. Reese back to pass.
Come on.
Kranz is the valve over the middle. He's kind of open. Reese didn't see him.
Go around to Kev!
Put it open. Trying to
get it.
Now he's going to run it. Inside the five, down to the two, and he is out of bounds, shy of the goal line.
Stop shy of the goal line. Ball goes over to the Patriots on downs. First and 10, Patriots
will get it back
at their own two.
49 to play. A 42-22 lead. And a long field here. They will keep it, I assume, on the ground. And just trying to run this thing out. They did just that in the third quarter. They scored. He's traded touchdowns in the third, but the Patriots, long sustained drive, a lot of runs.
Solomon
breaks the first, that's the second. Oh, he's got one man left to beat. He was trying to stiff arm, and he's got a hand to Jersey, and he got away from it.
Bye-bye, Solomon for 96 yards, three broken tackles, and a
touchdown, Solomon!
Down run.
98 yards for six for the Patriots.
So the Patriots will put one up with 8:38 to play. And what a run by Eric Solomon. 96-yard Solomon run included two broken tackles and a stretched and possibly ripped jersey. Solomon makes it 48-22, and now they'll try for the two-point conversion to make it 50.
Solomon's going to come out for a play. He deserves it. Get that man some oxygen as Derek Johnson comes in to take his place. And they'll look for the two-point try to crack the half-century mark. It's Binger. It's a run. He's in.
Extra point is good by Blaze. Binger makes it 15 for the Patriots. 22 for the Coyotes.
Now he needs oxygen.
What's that?
Now he needs oxygen.
Right?
Next time, Jacob Nicklaus is going out there for the free. It's time to make the
8:38.
8:38 left here in regulation. Although this second half, while the Patriots have scored three times, the Coyotes have scored once. The third quarter, where they just traded scores. But it's
Chasing Hawk lining up for the kick.
The Patriots grabbed all of the momentum in that third quarter, and it has led to two fourth quarter touchdowns, and now a 28-point lead with 8:38 to play. Peyton Chasing Hawk will set the ball on the tee, ready to kick it off for the eighth time tonight, if you count halftime. Chasing Hawk looks up and down the line, left to right. Here's the run up and the kick. That's an offside as Cheddar got going a little too fast there. He got ahead of Peyton before Peyton put the foot to it. So they'll mark it back.
Offsides against the Patriots. They'll mark off five and kick it again.
He's got Tuler leading 50-22. Well, next Friday night, Tuler Highmore Herald will see Loose Hockey Weston Springs, Sanborn Central. 7 o'clock kickoff there. Speaking of kickoffs, Jason Hawk back to the 35 and set to do it again.
Number 9, Krantz back to receive the second kickoff.
Krantz ready.
This is from the 35-yard line.
Deep man, and they won't run too deep man anymore. Chasing Hawk's kicks have come up a little bit on the shorter side tonight, so they'll just run.
Gotta get down there, Patriots! Go out! Let's go!
Krantz is 25, as that's about where the deep ones have gone tonight for Chasing Hawk. A couple of squibs, and a couple of them nearly worked out. Chasing Hawk ready. Left to right. Cheddar slows it down a little bit, and they will get the kickoff in time. Taken at the 42, across the 45, and a short return there. Waverly South.
18, Austin Hovick. Takes the ball to the 46-yard line. Stopped by Tollefson. First and 10, Coyotes.
On the offensive side of the football, and now a must-score situation here. With 8:34 to play, trailing on the road, 50-22. Reese will stay at the helm. Brands in the backfield, two receivers left, two receivers right, on a first and 10 from their own 47. Snap, pass. Pushed out the far side, got turned around, Miller got sacked, but got away. Reese now with Nielsen in hot pursuit. Reese going to run it. Nielsen spins him out of bounds and around the 47 of the Patriots.
Michael Nielsen takes him out of bounds.
Looks like it'll be about a 5-yard gain. We'll
Reese gains five, second down and five for the Coyotes. Second and four for the Coyotes.
Round six. Reese, a tough tackle, 6'4", 250. They probably won't play against a whole bunch of quarterbacks in the nine-man game that big. Bruce Thompson in motion. He will get the pitch. And now he got away. Coming back to the near side of the field. Thompson now with time to throw it.
Interception by the Patriots. Number 23, Blaze Binger holds in the interception. First and 10, Patriots.
So Binger wins a pick. The Patriots lead comes up big again. And Hitchcock Tuler will take over with 8:10 to play. Leading now on a homecoming Friday night, 50-22. Game of the night over on Tiger. To hear on
correction. Interception by number 20, Nutlich.
Sorry, Blaze.
Oh, Cameron Nutlich on the.
I know. I put him on the. It's Morgan.
Cameron Nutlich on the kick.
Peyton's got it.
Chasing Hawk picks up two, brings up second and eight. for the Patriots.
Hitchcock Tulare nearing the midway point of the year. Two wins, one loss. Trying to get the win here tonight. Get him to the halfway point at 3-1. South Shore have been looking for their first win for a couple of years here. As Coach Whitley said in the pregame, they feel like they're really close, and you definitely saw flashes of that tonight. Consistency is the big deal for them.
Brendan Noel picks up a couple more yards, brings up third and about six for the Patriots.
Shot themselves in the foot. And that was sort of the case on a couple of occasions here tonight. So we had one ball that two receivers kind of fought over, ended up with an incomplete pass when it was really, would have been kind of an easy completion had they figured that out. A couple of misdirection plays that were misdirected by their own offense. Space outside defense led to a couple of touches. So,
counting.
As Whitley said, Hitchcock-Tulare going to have to take a timeout to avoid the delay ball with 6:40.
Timeout called by the Patriots.
50-22 Patriots lead. We're back in a minute. Let's take a 60-second timeout. Okay, okay, okay. From the Patriots. 40-40. Here's Thompson in motion right to left. Reese back to pass. Left side. Safety valve to Thompson. 40, 35, 30.
Break down, break down.
The bounds actually around the 32, and he will pick up pretty close to 8. Make it second in round two as we get the clock inside of 4 minutes. And Gary Delgado's last post-game report comes your way here. We'll take a look at the scoreboard brought to you by the Mira Family Hair Care, downtown Huron. Get your preview here. Jeff will have breakfast with the coaches tomorrow. Next week, we'll talk at Western Springs, Sanborn Central at Miller Highmore Herald. Here's the nice sideline throw by Reese, caught out there by Neal. Six and enough for the first down. I got that down as the 35th passing attempt by the Coyotes tonight. This is about 4 minutes to play. Reese fires over the middle, almost intercepted. Stops the clock at 3:29 left. 56-22, Patriots a commanding lead as this one honestly kind of all over but the final tally here tonight.
Happened last year.
They've got Tulare. A little bit of a slower start, I guess you'd say. They went 28-16 at the half, and that was actually cut to a touchdown in the third quarter. Hitchcock Tulare started to pull away. Here's a pass out to the safety guard. Eckler. Eckler sets it back. On the four, make it third and six. Reese gets the play from the sideline. Set here on a third and six from the Patriots 20. Franzlow man in the backfield. Reese on a third and six. Reese chased down. He's got Kranz at the safety valve. He's wide open. Oh, and he turned around to run downfield because he thought Reese was going to run it. And Reese just shoveled it to him, but Kranz had already turned around. So that'll go incomplete. And I don't know. The back judge is doing the locomotion. Fourth and six, Reese ready to go. be the final offensive play here for the Coyotes, unless they can hit. Reese back to pass, snap at his feet, picks it up off the shoelaces, launches left side, complete near the end zone. And he is, I think, shy of the end zone.
I think we'll write him down for 18.
And Waverly South Shore threatening to score here with 2:35 left. And Franz, he's in the goal line, he's interested.
So Waverly South Shore will put one up here in the fourth quarter. Comes with 2:32 to play on the 3-yard Kranz run. And now they'll look for the 2-point conversion as the Patriots lead is 56-28. Reese from the gun, two wide each side, low man in the backfield is Kranz. They'll pull the first again, it's to Thompson, and now Thompson's got a chance to throw it. Will he? He will, back in the end zone. Two-pointers good. 2:32 to play. 56-30. Hitchcock Tulare in the lead. We're back in a minute. 60 seconds on KOKK.
Welcome back to Tulare. 2:32 to play, 56-30. Hitchcock Tulare, a 26-point advantage. All over but the final tally here on a Tulare Friday night homecoming for Hitchcock Tulare.
I'm looking onside.
And yeah, I would imagine probably an onside kick coming. I don't see why not. 56-30, 2.5 minutes to play. They executed one earlier that went well. Two others that so far did not, but that's what they'll do here is Nealon Scruggs.
And they got it.
Well, they might not have. I don't know. Coming in hot was Kranz, and he was right next to a Patriot. They did get it. So Waverly South Shore able to cover it up. It was Preston Graff. And Waverly South Shore not done yet. 2:38 left. 56-30. The Patriots lead. Looks like the Patriots gonna switch up the personnel ever so slightly to try to prompt an end to this one. Reese will go from the gun, two receivers left, two receivers right. Now with some motion, Kranz will be a fifth wide receiver. Kranz back to pass, or excuse me, Reese. Lobs a duck over the middle and knocked away by Johnson.
Have a good night.
Oh. count that down as the 40th pass attempt for the team. Just 39 of them, though, to Reese. Actually, 38. Because Thompson's slung a few as well. Reese from the gun, same look. Flex, two receivers to each side. Brands behind him, and now Applehop in motion left to right, and now overload the far side. Brands gets a block. And avoids a sack again. Pass over the middle is complete at the line of scrimmage. They will bring him down. Colton Franz after a short game. Looks like they'll register about 2 yards. And the clock inside of 2 minutes. 56-30. Hitchcock Tulare, a 26-point advantage. Remember, Gary Zelotto's last postgame show coming up. Looking like the game alone tonight will eclipse 3 hours. Kicked off just after 7. We're here now 5 minutes shy of 10 o'clock. You're listening to 1210 AM KOKK in Europe. Reese flushed out of the pocket again. Again throws on the run, and it is incomplete. So that will be, according to my statistics, Reese's 40th attempted pass of the night. He was 6 of 17 in the first half. Started off hot in the second half. He was 3 of 3 for 43 and a touchdown to start the second half. He completed some nice passes, 230-yarders, but two of those ended in a fumble by the receiver, and they ended up losing those. So Zach Reese, he's played himself a better ball game than the numbers are going to show. Reese fires over the middle, complete to Thompson. Oh, and he's going to lateral, but he lateraled too late. They had already started to blow the whistle. So this will go for, I don't know, 20-something. And again, Waverly South Shore just will not go away. 1:10 to play. They trail 56-30, but they got the ball back on an onside kick. And able to ride him down at midfield. Helping out there, Aiden Morehouse. Everybody getting the chip in here late as this one got a little more on the lopsided side here later on. As a lot of kids chipping in, though, for Hitchcock Tulare. We'll talk about them in the postgame show. Get you to Gary Zelotto Blast postgame report. We'll get you the numbers here. Here's the flip. Out of way again. And Reese is slippery. Overthrows his intended receiver.
And we stop.
And it stops at 22 seconds left. It will be third and round 18 for Waverly South Shore. Patriots trying to close out a homecoming victory. They will also reach the midway point of the season with a mark of 3-1. Reese, the reverse handoff again. Thompson going to throw it or wanting to. Now he's going to run. Nope, now he will throw. Bob ahead is caught at the 12, cutting inside to the 15, inside the 5, riddles away from the touchdown. So that is 13-5. That is Thompson to Evan Ecker.
Very close to crossing the line.
Let's see what I can only assume will be the final score of this game. We'll come with 9 seconds to play. And I'm just going to call it a 15-yard pass because I wasn't really paying attention. Reese flushed out on the two-point try. His man is diving, trying to make the catch. He did it. 9 seconds to play.
56-38. Hitchcock Tulare. We're back in a minute, 60 seconds on KOKK. My numbers aren't right anyway, but ballpark. Welcome back to Tulare. Gary Zellotter Glass first game show is an onside kick away. Neyland out there having a good time as he is trying to get the Waverly South Shore fans to cheer. He got a reaction from the Hitchcock Tulare fans and he asked them to quiet down. So Hitchcock Tulare again lining up here. I would think, yeah, okay, now they're kind of running up. I was going to say, I think they line up to protect for an onside kick. I don't think there's anybody
big hole there
within 20 miles of Tulare right now that doesn't know this is going to be an onside kick.
Before.
Done it a couple times tonight. Neyland pretty good at it. And this one bounces past. Oh, they would have done it again, but it got bumped out of bounds. Over there in time to get on top of it was Jace Jealous. But it got poked out of bounds just before that. So with 8 seconds to play, I think I would definitely do that. I think I would probably hand it off to Solomon one more time as he has just had himself a monster game. He's got to be somewhere in the 375 range. Five touchdowns. Like he's got another... another receiving.
They got a lot of young guys in there. Right?
No, he's got that 2-point pass. So Solomon, Mr. Everything here tonight. We'll take a look at it in the post-game show. Looks like they're going to let the second string run a play. It'll be a run and there won't be anything there. Going to be the end of this one. The final score here tonight, Hitchcock Tulare 56, Waverly South Shore 38. Gary Zellotter last postgame show in 3 minutes, a 3-minute timeout on KOKK.